The epistle for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Brethren, be followers of me, and observe them who walk so as you have our model. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reform the body of our lowness, made like to the body of his glory, according to the operation whereby also he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my dearly beloved brethren, and most desired, my joy, my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beg of Evodia, and I beseech Syntyche, to be of one mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, my sincere companion, help those women who have labored with me in the gospel, with Clement and the rest of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life, in the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, behold, a certain ruler came up and adored him, saying, Lord, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus, rising up, followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who was troubled with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I shall touch only his garment, I shall be healed. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, be of good heart, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus was come into the house of the ruler, and saw the minstrels and the multitude making a rout, he said, give place, for the girl is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the multitude was put forth, he went in and took her by the hand. And the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all the country. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. It is, therefore, a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from their sins. And these words are taken from the anniversary Mass of the faithful departed, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, it was during the Second World War, on June 6, 1944, that an American landing craft touched down on Normandy Beach in France, what was codenamed Omaha Beach, and which was at that time occupied by the Germans. The American soldiers filed into smaller watercrafts, which took them to shore. And as the soldiers approached the shore, in their watercraft, they heard and felt the hammering of machine gun bullets hitting the closed ramps of the watercraft. When the ramps of these crafts were lowered, the soldiers saw the surf in front of them, the beach of Normandy, as a hail of bullets struck into the sand and the water all around them. Shells came screaming overhead, exploding in the sand on the beach. This event I am talking about, my dear faithful, is what we know as D-Day, or what some have referred to as the longest day. You see, the Americans were trying to take out Germany's last stronghold, which was in Normandy. And in order to end the war, this stronghold had to be taken. If not, the war would go on and many more lives would be lost. However, the invasion of Normandy, as I'm sure you know, was not an easy task. Once the American soldiers landed, they had to cross the beach and climb a tall embankment, and all this under continuous fire. The American soldiers were on the low ground, trying to take the high ground from the Germans. And many soldiers lost their lives. The official report from one group of soldiers called Company A describes the attack. It says, as the first men jumped from the landing craft onto the beach, many soldiers crumpled and flopped into the water. Order was lost. It seemed to the men that the only way to get ashore was to dive headfirst into the water and swim clear of the fire that was striking the boats. But the report continues, as they hit the water, their heavy equipment dragged them down, and soon they were struggling simply to keep afloat. Some drowned then and there, but some moved safely through the bullet fire to the sand. And then, finding that they could not hold there, they went back into the water and used the water as cover with only their heads sticking out. The report then explains that those who survived kept moving forward with the tide, sheltering at times underwater, and in this way they finally made their landings. And this struggle became not only one of attacking, but it became a struggle for survival and rescue. The men in the water pushed wounded men ashore, and those who had reached the sands crawled back into the water, pulling others to land to save them from drowning. My dear faithful, we could just imagine what it must have been like that day. The fear that must have filled the soldiers and the bravery to keep advancing. After three long and brutal days, the Allies were finally victorious in taking Normandy Beach, which greatly weakened the German Empire and which helped to end the war and save many lives. But this victory was won at a great cost. One author writes, in their heroic effort during those bloody days, the Americans suffered 41% casualties. My dear faithful, many men have died not only in this attack on Omaha Beach, but in many battles of war. And many soldiers have died for love of their country and for love of their fellow men. Well, my dear faithful, this Wednesday is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a national holiday which commemorates all those who have died in serving our country in the military. It also commemorates those living soldiers as well. And while it is a national holiday, it should also be a day of significance to us, not only as good Americans, but also as good Catholics. For the men who serve our country do so to protect us, to protect our freedom, and because of their own love for the United States. You see, my dear faithful, love of one's country is actually a virtue. It is the virtue of piety. St. Thomas Aquinas simply defines piety as the profession of charity for parents and for country. In other words, it is loyalty and reverence towards our parents and our country. And so to show our love and appreciation for what our soldiers have done for us, my dear faithful, we pray for our soldiers, including those who are even now in service. But my dear faithful, this Wednesday and this week, let us especially remember to pray for those soldiers who have given their lives for our country. It is fitting that Veterans Day should fall during the month of November, the month dedicated to the poor souls in purgatory. How many of those souls in purgatory are American soldiers who died in battle while fighting for our country? How many there are who died in giving us freedom and who are now seeking our prayers and our sacrifices? Sacred Scripture tells us it is a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, to pray for the dead that they may be loosed from their sins. You see, my dear faithful, the souls in purgatory can do nothing to help themselves while they are suffering there. But we, by our prayers and our sacrifices, we can shorten their time of pain and help them reach their heavenly paradise. In fact, St. Francis de Sales says that to pray for the faithful departed is truly a work of mercy. It is to ransom prisoners from their sufferings. And so let us, my dear faithful, pray then for those souls who have done so much for us by fighting and perhaps courageously spilling their blood for our country. Let us, this coming Veterans Day, invoke the refuge of sinners, the Blessed Mother, who is also the patroness of the United States. Let us invoke our Mother on our soldiers' behalf. Ask her in her interest for the salvation of her children to intercede for and to lead those soldiers suffering in purgatory to their heavenly place. And ask Mary to guide and protect those fighting for our country today. My dear faithful, let us also remember the veterans at our masses. For there is no greater prayer for the faithful departed than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The Mass is truly Calvary made present, the sacrifice of the cross in which our Savior died to redeem us from our sins. Let us then, during our Mass and Holy Communion this week, really ask the Divine Heart, who gave his own life for his own friends, to look with mercy upon those soldiers who gave their lives for their fellow countrymen. Ask our Lord that eternal rest be granted our veterans who have died, and let perpetual light shine upon them who suffered during the war here on earth and suffer even now in purgatory. May they rest in peace. Amen. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.